Okay, ready to dive in? Today we're tackling crate training.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
not just the basics.
Right.
We're going deep
Let's go deep.
with this
Oh boy.
article that we found from Follow the Leader Dog Training School.
That's good.
It's called How to Train Your Dog to Want to Be in Their Crate. So if
Gross.
you're welcoming a new puppy, or maybe your current dog just needs a refresher course on crate comfort,
Yeah.
this is for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people, when they think about crate training,
Right.
they miss the point. Like,
Yeah.
it's not just about keeping the dog in one spot.
Yeah.
It's about creating
Okay.
like a safe haven for
Oh,
them.
okay. A safe haven.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like their own personal doggy den.
A doggy Zen haven.
Exactly.
Sort of.
Yeah. So like,
Yeah.
think about it. Dogs descend from wolves, right?
Right.
And wolves live in dens. It's instinctual for them to want to seek out a safe, enclosed space.
Makes sense.
That's where they feel secure. That's where they can truly relax.
So how do we take that,
Right.
that instinct
Yeah.
and translate it into a positive crate training experience?
So it's all about patience, consistency, and a whole lot of positive reinforcement.
Okay, so before we get too
See?
technical,
Right.
break that down for me.
Yeah.
What does that look like in practice?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, when we think about like classical conditioning,
Okay.
it's all about creating positive associations.
Okay.
We pair the crate with good things.
Okay.
Maybe
Yeah.
treats,
Yeah.
crates, maybe a special chew toy that they only get in the crate.
Okay.
So gradually the dog starts to think,
Right.
hey, crate equals good stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay, great. And what about operant conditioning?
Yeah. What's that?
That's where we reward the behaviors that we want to see. So let's say your dog hesitantly steps into the crate.
Okay.
We immediately mark that behavior with a yes or a clicker and then give them a treat.
Gotcha.
We're essentially saying, good job, you did what we wanted, and now you get a reward. Over time, they're going to start associating going into the crate with getting something positive, and that behavior gets stronger.
So it's all about a step-by-step
Yeah.
process, building up that
Building up their comfort level over time.
comfort level over time. Now, what if my dog just
Now, you might be thinking, okay, this sounds great in theory, but what if my dog just isn't getting it?
isn't getting it?
Yeah.
What if they're resistant?
Absolutely.
Because some dogs are just more scared, I think.
Some dogs are naturally more wary of enclosed spaces.
Yeah, closed spaces.
And this is where expert guidance can be super helpful.
Right.
Someone like John Fowles over at Follow the Leader,
Oh, yeah.
he's seen it all. He can tailor a training plan to your specific dog's personality and needs.
Right, because it's not a
Right.
one-size-fits-all approach.
Nope.
Some dogs will take to it in a couple of days. Some dogs might take weeks, maybe even longer. The
Exactly.
article mentions that,
Yeah,
right?
the article even mentions that.
Yeah.
And that's where patience comes in. You
Patience.
can't rush the process,
Don't rush it.
but you also need to be consistent.
Right.
If you give in to your dog's whining or barking by letting them out of the crate too soon, you're actually reinforcing that negative behavior.
So consistency is key.
You got it.
Don't give in to those puppy dog eyes,
Don't give in.
no matter how hard they
No
try.
matter what.
Right.
And remember, if you're really feeling stuck,
Yeah.
don't hesitate to reach out to a professional trainer.
Right.
Like I said,
Yeah.
folks like John Fowles at Follow the Leader,
Yeah.
they have a wealth of experience. They can offer personalized advice.
So true.
Yeah.
Having that expert guidance can make all the difference.
For sure.
Totally.
And here's a question for you.
Okay.
How can you make the crate extra appealing?
Oh.
Think beyond the basics.
Okay.
Maybe a soft, cozy blanket that smells like you, a puzzle toy filled with treats,
Okay.
maybe some white noise playing in the background to create a calming
So
atmosphere.
it's all about making it their haven.
You got it. Make it their little haven.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So to
Oh.
recap for everybody listening,
Yes.
crate training
Yeah.
doesn't have to be a battle
Nope.
with a little patience,
Right.
just the right approach,
Yeah.
and maybe even a little help from a pro.
Absolutely.
Like John Fowles from Follow the Leader,
Yes.
you can create a positive experience for both you and your furry friend.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
There you have it, folks. Another deep dive complete.
All right.
Huge thanks to Follow the Leader Dog Training School for their expertise on this one.
Absolutely.
Happy training, everyone.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.